in reflection, who do you think has been the biggest influence in your life?
Oh, as I mentioned, Jack Kahn was my dad. See, my dad was an alcoholic, too. So,
did he ever take hold of that?
Yeah, he did. Same time I did, in 83. I left that day, 1 September, and told Dad that I could never come back because it was too tough for me to try to beat this deal if he was going to keep on drinking. We didn't see each other for 6 months, and I got a call from him. Could he come up the city? And I said, sure. When I met him, he told me that he hadn't had a drink since that day that I left. And the sad part about it, we were able to forgive each other for everything, but he died about 3 months later. Hmm. He was a great man.
Yeah. Well, you learned a lot from him, didn't
you? Oh, absolutely. And we got to forgive each other for everything before he died.
So that was a good feeling.
That's vital.
How has your life been different from what you would imagine?
My life is so much better than I ever dreamed it'd be. I'm serious about that. In 83, I'd have said, well, if I was able to do 2 things, I would be very happy. But as you can tell, it just keeps going and on and on. For the first time in my life, I really hate to be getting old because I really love what I've been able to do.
Would you like to go on to another project from this?
Not really. Not really. I really would like this to be my last one.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a good man, a sober man, bottom line. Loved Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you for this
John.
Wonderful time we've spent here with you. And now generations can look back. And they'll understand the thinking that you were going through. And one day, they will be coming through this facility. But it's nice for them to know, hey, it was a struggle. And you overcame, Oklahomans overcame, and you made this happen. They'll be able to listen to this years from now.
Beautifully said, John.
All right.
I hope that's the case.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.